This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there tonight working, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, and thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Day number one of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, the Senate judiciary hearing. No real surprise there, but 67 times they used the word Obamacare.
Well, you know, the Democrats really only spoke about two things. One, that Obamacare is going to be terminated and completely. And two, it was an attack on Trump. Very few of these Democrats have anything to say about the Supreme Court or Amy Coney Barrett. They all were, you know, grandstanding in their opening statements. And then we heard Amy Coney Barrett's opening statement, and that was the end of the session. So today we'll start the questioning. It will be, I would say, pretty interesting because each senator has, I think, 20-minute rounds. So I think it starts at 9 this morning, maybe 10, I forget. But, yeah, today it really starts the exchange. But what is really kind of fascinating is they the Democrats are all doing these foregone conclusions, and they're telling anybody that'll listen, this is the end of your health care.
Oh, and by the way, the hearings are illegitimate.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's where we are.
Yeah, the hearings are not illegitimate. That's an absolute flat-out lie. Because they're unconstitutional. Nope, that's a flat-out lie. So I mean, keep them coming. Keep them coming.
Well, it's really quite remarkable that all of the Democrats used some kind of a prop yesterday, too,
mm-hmm.
You know, selling their stories. And it's not even that they had necessarily constituents, because some of them actually used stories that were, you know, not even in their own states. So it's theater. And I feel badly for some of these people, but you know what? Government is not there to be an empathetic government. Government should be, like, invisible. You know, we'll pay for this, we'll pay for that. things that government's supposed to do. But the rest of it, it all comes down to private enterprise or local government.
Did you hear Congressman Doug Collins initiated a move to remove Pelosi as Speaker for being unfit, perhaps because of her mental or medical state?
Yeah, it's not going to go anywhere. That,
true.
That too, is kind of a stunt. But, I guess the other piece is, who was really listening? When voters hear this kind of stuff, what are they really thinking? And I think the answer to that is from the sublime to the ridiculous. Pelosi's not going to be removed, but Doug Collins, a congressman from Georgia who's running for Senate, is really not wrong. He's trying to explain some things, but who's listening and who's reporting? Very few are doing either.
Mm-hmm. Now, the president vows more breathtaking documents coming soon on the Russia probe.
Well, two things. One is that Secretary of State Pompeo was questioned over the weekend about Hillary emails that have been stuck all this time in the Department of State. And he has said that they will start releasing those regardless of their classification, meaning classified, or highly classified or secret or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would begin to start releasing those pretty quickly, certainly before November, the election. The other piece of that is you got to wonder why it's taken so long. I have no idea if they've had them and they've known they've had them in the State Department. The other piece is that I think Ratcliffe, with the help of Cash Patel, have already determined what other documents that they have been able to find, locate, and get their hands on, and they are grading those for what can be declassified or have been declassified where they need to go in order to be published in the public domain.
All right, hold that thought. We'll finish that on the other side of the aisle here, the other side of the break. And also, the United States and Russia are coming very close to a deal on a nuclear warhead freeze. We'll see where that goes. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, this segment with my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, let me tell you about Balance of Nature, because for a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. All you got to do is go over to the website, balanceofnature.com, and check it out. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, I got a deal for you called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules. Now, I'm taking them, and they're working for me. And if you want to save that 35% at the website, balanceofnature.com, just use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, on whatever it is that you order. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach about any questions you might have. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, for that 35% discount. Remember, balanceofnature.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Let me see here. We've got a caller. Let me see. Okay, before we move on. Okay, good morning, caller. Is this Eric?
Hey, thanks, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, real quick, I got a question. I'm not a legal expert by any stretch of the imagination, so I figured I'd ask it to pose my question to Miss Denise. Maybe she has a more general subject matter expertise. Here it is. So we all know that there's been an alleged, an investigation, because we have to go by what's being reported. There's been an investigation within the Department of Justice, particularly John Durham and some, I forget the other gentleman's name, Hubert, for quite some time regarding all this potentially nefarious activity going on within our government, particularly focusing around a potential and or probable administrative coup d'etat going on. So now you got this investigation going on. Now, why would the State Department and or President Trump, or whoever advises President Trump, allow the release of potentially evidentiary information to the public if there is, in fact, a true investigation of, you know, potentially criminal activity focusing around national security, sensitive national security issues. Why would that be allowed? Would that not taint any potential investigation going on?
Thank you. That is why I think they have been very selective about what has come out and will come out. By the way, Huber is no longer doing investigations. He hasn't been doing it for quite some time. He has turned it over to back to the Department of Justice, and they have a couple other people they've assigned it to. He wasn't getting the job. But I will say that when it comes to Durham, he's the one that is also quasi-approving what goes out as well. Now, a lot of this isn't necessarily going to come out as criminal, but it will come out as what the Democrats and what kind of weaponized agencies in government were part of these plots, and that these plots prove that there was never a peaceful transfer of power from Obama to Trump. So not all of it will be criminal or even civil, but some of it will just show that, you know, we have some pretty nefarious people and plots that went on and could still be going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. and Russia have been talking, and it's said now that the two are close to a deal on the nuclear warhead freeze.
Well, it's actually the START Treaty, mm-hmm. and it expires in February. So they've been in talks for quite some time, and then between the United States and Russia. Trump did kind of muddy the water because he wanted to bring China into the mix and have them part of it. Which I don't think is all bad, but I think that, you know, they were kind of blindsided during the negotiations. But the United States and Russia have, in fact, agreed in principle on their nuclear stockpiles, that they are frozen. So they have signed off on the freeze. However, all of the details are not ironed out, including compliance and verification. So remember, it's always Russia that cheats. And so the details are, we know you cheat, you have cheated. So, you know, the details are, what are the consequences? And, what would the United States do? Or, what punishments or other types of decisions would be made if, Russia cheats? But anyway, in principle, the United States and Russia have agreed to do the new start.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that's good.
Now, the World Health Organization yesterday kind of turned heads again because they did a little bit of a side swaggle and then did an about face on the lockdowns. Tell us about that.
Well, I think we have to be kind of careful because you got this fellow by the name of Nabarro. And Nabarro said in a particular event, I think in Europe, that when it comes to lockdowns, he is not an advocate because lockdowns should not be the primary means of control of the virus. So the operative word there is primary. He said you can use a lockdown, but a lockdown is only justified to give you time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance resources, and protect your healthcare workers. That's it. So he's saying I would rather not do it because the consequences on the other side is just adding to poverty. And so I don't know that it's a real reversal in total, but it is a reversal. That he is not an advocate for lockdowns. They don't work. It's almost as though you're doing a lockdown because your other kind of planning on resources and whatnot have failed. So anyway, Trump is kind of saying, I've been right all along, you know, when it comes to lockdowns. And so he sends out a tweet and says, hey, you know, open your states. governors and whatnot. So I don't think that's particularly all bad. But, you know, he's saying that lockdowns can hurt holidays. It can hurt businesses. It can be catastrophic when it comes to the economic component, which is all true. But he's really saying if you have to go to a lockdown, that means your other infrastructure went to address all things pandemic and virus and medical has failed.
Mm. Now, the intel community is telling us that China is rapidly closing in on the United States in the tech war, and it's now threatening directly national security and our economic dominance.
Well, there isn't really anything that's particularly new in that. It's just that I think it's a reminder of where, you know, China is. Probably 80% of what China has achieved in the tech war or in technology has been stolen from the United States. And that is there to give them dominance, and mostly this comes in the realm of 5G. But not only does China continue to hack into all kinds of infrastructure here in the United States, least of which is academia, because let's remember our universities are very much under contract and do a lot of research for government.
Mm-hmm.
But it also comes to the computer networks themselves. It comes to artificial intelligence. It comes to research and development, which would be our government contractors. And it isn't just militarily. It also has to do with advances in medicine, advances in education, government themselves, communications. So, beyond hacking, China has operatives all over the United States. I would imagine if I had to put a number to it, when it comes to true operatives in the United States, I would put it at well over 100,000.
Mm.
Yes. They're in agriculture, they're in policy, everywhere.
Well, here comes the music. I'll have to let you go until tomorrow, but in the meantime, have yourself a great day up on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
Okie doke. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, the website. FoundersCode.com is the website. Go over there, check out everything that she has to write, and sign up for her articles, and make sure that you become informed. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. Judge Amy Barrett vowed to fulfill her duties faithfully and impartially if she is confirmed to the Supreme Court, appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday.
Ranking Member Feinstein and members of the committee, I'm honored and humbled to appear before you today as a nominee for Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. I thank the President for entrusting me with this profound responsibility, as well as for the graciousness that he and the First Lady have shown my family throughout this process. I thank Senator Young for introducing me, as he did at my hearing, to serve on the Seventh Circuit. And I also thank Senator Braun for his support. And while she could not be with us via the satellite, I am also grateful to former Dean Patty O'Hara of the Notre Dame Law School.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It's time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. The National Aviation Academy has two locations in this great United States of ours to serve you and teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. And I will tell you that they're going to get a chance to tell you all about themselves coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you and teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the great city of Boston, Massachusetts. And the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area where I'm at. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over there in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. But what you need to do is take a tour of one of their facilities and find out what they're all about. See the campus. See what they have to offer. See what it is that you'll be learning. See the equipment that you get, the uniforms you'll be wearing, because there's a Esprit de Corps there, and they give you a nice little uniform to work in. They also have tools and this, that, and the other, and you can purchase tools. It's really pretty neat. So there you go. National Aviation Academy. Their website is naa.edu. That's NAA.edu. And their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, two of the 13 men arrested in an alleged domestic terrorism plot to kidnap the Michigan Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, were Marine veterans. We found that out yesterday. Now, also, the active duty Army met its end strength goal this year of 485,000 soldiers, and leadership expects that target to increase by about 1,500 next year. In addition, the U.S. State Department on October 9th approved the sale of the F/A-18EF Super Hornet and F-35 Joint Strike Fighter to Finland, along with billions of dollars in weapons. Now, the Chief of Naval Operations said that more than 190 ships have had COVID-19 cases. And even though aggressive early action mitigated the infections, Admiral Mike Gilday said in a message to the fleet, that's 190 too many ships. They're trying to get it down to zero. Now, by unveiling a more menacing weapon, North Korea's Kim Jong-un is hoping the threat drives up the price for the U.S. of relinquishing them. They're trying to become relevant again and get more stuff for themselves. Hopefully we won't fall into that trap. By the way, Iran-backed militias have offered a truce for the U.S. troop withdrawal. Iraqi militia leader promised that the attacks will continue if the U.S. does not leave. But if they're making the promise that they are, in fact, leaving Iraq, then guess what? The Iranian-backed militias will stop attacking our civilians there and military people. Now, back on October the 1st, two pararescue men received Bronze Stars with Valor for their roles in saving the lives of partner forces in two separate fights in Afghanistan back in 2019. Kudos to them. Now, when people part in Afghanistan, even if it's only for a few hours, folks say goodbye like it might be forever because of the active attacks and bombings going on all the time in Afghanistan. In addition, an array of Iranian-backed Iraqi militia groups have suspended their rocket attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq. That's a good thing. And remember the coal, the USS Cole? Well, it was 20 years ago that the Navy's destroyer's refueling stop made a little-known country on the tip of the Arabian Peninsula, famous Yemen, after a deadly attack by the Sunni jihadi group Al-Qaeda with that rubber boat. It killed 19 people, 19 sailors, and wounded 37 others. By the way, the Joint Chiefs Chairman is not ready to speculate on a potential U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, General Mark Milley says. And the Pentagon wants to send cargo rockets around the world in minutes with Elon Musk's help. Is that even technically possible? Well, Elon Musk says sure. But whether or not it's smart enough is another story. Now, the suicide rates amongst U.S. soldiers have been increasing since April, and now they're significantly higher than they were at the same time last year. And that's a shame. That needs to stop. We need to get that under control somehow. By the way, the new Paris Island Protection Act would prohibit Marines from closing the East Coast boot camp. The new bill aims to halt any moves by the Marine Corps to end its long-time training mission in Paris Island, South Carolina. We'll see how that goes. South Korea's Arms Procurement Agency plans now to replace its fleet of Sikorsky UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters flown by the Army
with the KUH-1 Suryan utility helicopters developed by Korea Aerospace Industries. They'll be flying their own aircraft. And a bill introduced late last week will make the Trump administration's payroll tax deferral plan optional for service members, Defense Department civilians, and the federal workforce. By the way, in its quest to retire old weapons and aircraft, the U.S. Air Force has an unexpected advocate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, urging the retirement of the old Air Force planes. Again, we'll see what happens there. Now, the Army's Ground Combat Center has developed some new methods and formations for the next war. We're doing a deep look at the BCT as the Army moves from the BCT and the division unit as a course of action. We're in the process of developing the organization for Division Cavalry Squadron, so says General Donahoe. And the Army's also been looking at the possibility of instituting shorter non-combatant deployments, as well as reducing some requirements on units that would trickle down to the squad and platoon levels. We'll see how that moves along. Not to be outdone, the Navy, the submarine USS Wyoming, returned to the fleet after a 27-month overhaul in Norfolk, Virginia, according to the Naval Seas Command System. They're getting underway. And the Navy has awarded 11 sailors and one civilian for their bravery in response to an attack on the Naval Air Station, Corpus Christi, Texas, for thwarting a gunman who attacked the Naval Air Station. Remember, they shot him before he could get in the gate. So, there you go. And, of course, the Military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, their website is naa.edu, and their phone number is 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Schedule a tour at one of their two facilities, 800-659-2080. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
All righty. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, remember, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules. That's what I'm taking. And they simply work. That's all there is to it. Because for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT. Order whatever you want. Combine it in a big old order. Save yourself 35%. Or if you need to, you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save yourself 35% at balanceofnature.com. And joining us right now, we have the doctor of the stock market, Mr. Chris Markowski, who I saw yesterday on Newsmax, and you had the big thick glasses on. All you needed was the professor's hat, and you would have been right in business.
What's the professor's hat? I'm not familiar with what that is.
It's what you graduated from college with.
Oh, Captain Yame. Yep. I think I would look kind of foolish if I did that.
Well, no, you'd look like a professor. But I caught the last 5 minutes of what you were talking about yesterday, and part of what you said is where I'm going to start. A bunch of Democrats are a little bit upset over the fact that they didn't get any stimulus from Nancy. They don't think she worked hard enough, and, you know, some Republicans are upset too. But I think that's kind of strange that the Democrats are mad at Nancy for not delivering the bacon.
Well, you know, I think a lot of it, quite frankly, might be for show. They want to go back home and say, hey, listen, I wanted to get stimulus, but, you know, I'm not Nancy Pelosi, so they can distance themselves from her. It's all game of politics. And you know, you see what you could shovel whatever bull excrement out there, and you can see what the masses are going to end up believing in at any point in time. But listen, it's a Democrat caucus. They're always together. They move in a lockstep. It's like one group. You don't even need representatives as far as Democrats are concerned. They might as well just have Nancy Pelosi do everything. You don't see people break away from them. They do stick together. They might, you know, grumble a little bit here. You know, there's an election coming up in a few days. But other than that, they're not going to break from what Nancy Pelosi says.
Now, I don't know where this is coming from because I did not know an inmate was entitled to anything. But wait till you hear this one. A California judge has ruled that inmates in the prisons in California are owed the $1,200 stimulus check. I don't know if he's talking about this judge, he or she is talking about the federal stimulus or whether or not that's the one that California was giving to the illegals.
I don't think so. I mean, well, they don't just have not just illegals inside the jails in California, so I'm probably assuming that they should get the $1,200 that coming out of my pocket. So I guess so. Yeah,
that's amazing.
No, not really. It's California.
Okay.
They do all sorts of, it's California. I mean, it's again, that they're going to do what California does. I mean, nothing really shocks me at this point in time when it comes to this.
Okay, Johnson & Johnson and their COVID-19 vaccine study was paused because somebody came down with COVID-19, so they want to see what's going on with that. The stock reacted accordingly, obviously.
Listen, this happens during trials all the time. You know, they love taking this. They love making this a big story. Let's scare the crap out of people. Let's not put it into any proper context whatsoever. And that's the media. You know, let's scare the hell out of people and let's make them think that, we're all going to die. I mean, the amount of headlines today, COVID stories today, lockdown stories, keep people, frightened. Then it's the media for you. And again, I don't believe anything that they said.
By the way, are you going to be going on a cruise anytime soon? Because, they're trying to bring the cruises back.
I'm not a cruise guy. It's not my ball of wax. When I go on vacation, I like to go somewhere and, stay where I am and enjoy the culture and the area, wherever I may be. So I've never been on a cruise, believe it or not. So that's not, something I would do. But, once they get the tests down, those 15-minute tests and all that, and make people feel, I would assume, comfortable getting on a boat. I don't understand why you couldn't start them back up again.
Did you see our president last night in Sanford at the aircraft hangar with all the people way down through this next hangar down below it, about 35,000 people?
Yeah, I did. It was quite a quite the show. And again, it's expected down there. They do a great job in Florida getting people out for these things. It looked like, yeah. I mean, again, the excitement around the Trump campaign is there. It's, there's no doubt.
Well, they had people that drove to Sanford from Georgia and Alabama.
He brings people out without a doubt. It's always been that case. It was that way back in 2015, 2016 as well.
Now, the president, of course, touted his COVID-19 treatment in his first rally since the diagnosis. He said he was immune. Obviously, there's some people who go, wait a minute, you're not immune. A couple of doctors have come out and said, well, your immunity's going to go away after a while. Well, if that's true, how come in my particular case, which I do get checked because I'm a universal blood donor now, that I had this thing, this stupid virus, back last fall, and my immunity is still way up. My antibodies are way up.
Yeah, that is another one of the let's scare the crap out of everybody's stories today. This is story of a guy out of Nevada that's supposedly had gotten COVID twice, and he's recovered both times. They said it was different strains, and got to put that story out. And I'm saying to myself, really, this is your only instance of this? How many infections have there been all around the globe? Okay, so you're this is a big story, this huge outlier of a case, No, just another effort to scare the crap out of people.
Well, here we go. New York Times, Sunday paper. Up to 90% who tested COVID positive have been wrongly diagnosed.
It's fascinating, you know, that if that's the case, I mean, then what are the actual numbers? And what are we doing at this point in time? It's sad. But I haven't seen that story. I got to see what the numbers are there and how they came up with those numbers. Because, again, as far as the news is concerned, I have to check things five times over before I believe in any of the stuff that they're telling us.
Let me just read you the last sentence here. Testing data from Massachusetts, New York, Nevada, and elsewhere shows that upwards of 90% of people who test positive for the Wuhan coronavirus, a.k.a. COVID-19, are not actually infected with it.
But again, I don't know what that means. I got to look further into that.
Okay.
If that's the case, Matt, then what are we doing?
Well, I've been telling you for a long time that these tests are not exactly what they are because some of the tests are defective. They're faulty.
Yeah, exactly. So meaning what? I mean, where are we at right now? What is the point behind all of this? It's just insane.
Yep. Now, I got one for you. Election officials are warning voters to stop sanitizing their mail-in ballots because it damages the integrity of the ballot. They can't put it in the voting machine without running the risk of having it get torn apart. It has to be like a little rigid piece of mini cardboard.
People really sanitizing these? I mean,
They're spraying some of these ballots with Lysol.
Come on. I mean, really?
Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
And take a bath in Lysol. I mean, enough's enough already. I mean, come on. If you're living that much in fear, you're there. You should go out and vote on election day. It's a communal thing, if you ask me.
Yeah. Did you hear Joe Biden yesterday, by the way, when he said he was running for the Senate twice in the same speech?
Yeah, running for Senate and $15 million minimum wage and he couldn't remember Mitt Romney's name, called him, what do you call him, Mormon guy?
That Mormon guy, that senator, that Mormon, that governor, that Mormon governor. Oh, God, dementia sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And again, it's amazing how far the Never Trumpers will go and what they want to do. Again, that's what Nancy Pelosi's 25th Amendment thing is really all about. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about getting rid of Biden.
You're right.
You're
absolutely right. I totally agree with you on that one. Okay, well, you stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, and as they like to say, or as I like to say down here, stay low.
Oh, you got it. Have a good one.
All right, that's our buddy Chris Markowski up there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Chris Markowski. Catch his show on the weekend. Check out the website during the week. You'll be glad you did. He knows his stuff. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.